It's not too late for you to change a habit of a lifetime. Lots of people talk about giving up smoking cigarettes, giving up alcohol, giving up chocolate. But how many people talk about giving up housework or taking up housework? It's not too late for you to become house proud or for you to stop being so house proud that you do all of the work in keeping the house in a superb state. The kind of state, you know, that if a visitor came in, they go, wow, they certainly cleaned this place. I have a case study for you. There once was a man who bought a house back in the very early 1980s. He wasn't house proud. He did some work on the house. He employed other people to do some work on the house, and the house was knocked into shape. The house didn't have a bathroom. A bathroom got put in. It didn't have an inside toilet. An inside toilet got put in, and it got an extra bedroom. Oh yes, this was a very long time ago. The man was not house proud. Now the second house the man bought, he bought in, I guess about 2002. He wasn't house proud. He did some fiddling around, changed a plug here and there, put up a shelf here and there. But as far as he was concerned, they can take us the way they find us. That is, if there were visitors coming to the house, he wouldn't make a special effort to get the house pristine. He wouldn't even make an effort every week to do the equivalent of spring cleaning. No, he was happy, trundling along. He can't even remember now whether there was anyone in the house who was house proud for his house in the 1980s. But he certainly discovered that he was living with somebody who was house proud from the early 2000s. And life carried on for this man. Bought another house. Well, when I use the phrase he bought another house, he bought his share of a house. Oh, he moved into this new house that he was a part owner of in 2007. And he wasn't house proud either there. He did a bit here and there. He filled the dishwasher. He put some clothes into the washing machine. When asked to do things, he did them. But he didn't get up in the morning, take up the Hoover or the Dyson and do the floor, wash the floor. No, he didn't do any of these things. Was this man condemned to spend the rest of his life like this? He had years and years and years of practice at not being house proud. No, this man was capable of changing. In fact, right now, he's in the middle of changing. And that man is me. Yes, I've noticed myself tidying up the kitchen every night before I go to bed, making sure everything are cleaned off the counters, making sure everything is washed or... And now he's taken up hoovering the floor in the kitchen and in the hallway. And he's going to go and do other things. Probably the way he's going, he's going to do something every single day. In fact, he's beginning to feel that he owns the kitchen from the point of view of keeping the most important room in the house tidy, spick and span. The kind of kitchen you'd like to come down to in the morning and not be confronted by a collection of crockery or cutlery that needs to be put away. Oh yes, it's not too late for even you to change your habit. But to those people who are house proud, who are doing all the proud stuff in the house. You have to leave space. You have to relinquish the role in order to give the other person, the person you share the house with, you have to give them space to find. Well, give them space so that the other person can discover their inner cleanliness and the satisfaction of starting a job, finishing a job, and being able to admire the result. Yes, it's not too late to change your habits of a lifetime. Back to the studio.